I start from the top and go down. In the 12th grade, we had Duella Wood, Duella. I'm going to give you our maiden names, okay? Duella Van Loo, she's my sister. Sonia Owens, Donald Perry, Lee Perry. Okay, 11th.
Rhonda Van Loo Gray remembers all 16 names. She doesn't miss a beat while writing them down.
Brenda Owens, Mitchell Parker. That was it. 10th. It's Brenda Parker. Diana.
These are the names of friends and cousins, neighbors and relatives. Most importantly, these are names of the first 16 African American students who integrated Alma Public Schools in 1964. Van Loo Gray was one of the 16 and one of the only two African American ninth graders who first rode the bus to an integrated Alma High School.
We had been hearing a rumor for at least a good year before that, that there was a possibility we were going to integrate into the Alma Public Schools. And we were not sure about that, and no one told us any differently, and so it didn't happen that year. But the very next year, some gentlemen came to our homes, and we found out later they were members of the Alma Public School Board. They came to different homes, the black families' homes that had school-aged children, and talked to them and told them that we were going to integrate.
At the time, Gray and the other 16 students were enrolled at Lincoln High School in Fort Smith, the only senior high school for African-American students prior to desegregation of the school district. The plan was to bus the students to Alma High School one Friday after school hours to ensure no students would be present. Teachers would then help Gray and the others register for classes, and a few selected students would get them a campus tour. The first day of school would be the following Monday. The 16 would arrive 30 minutes after classes were scheduled to start to minimize the possibility of any unwanted incidents.
I mean, anything that you could go through a 12, 13-year-old's mind went through mine. Are they going to be waiting for us? You know, even before we got on the bus that morning to go, we were already talking and worried. And then when we got on the bus, we were extremely quiet. We were frightened. We didn't know what we were going to meet when we got there. And especially hearing all these other things in other cities, we were terrified. We really were.
However, soon Gray's fears were put to rest.
I tell you, nothing could have gone any smoother. There were no hecklers, no one out there to you know, do the name calling, the throwing rocks like we had heard had gone on at Little Rock. Oh, everything that went on at Little Rock scared us to death. And then Van Buren had a rough time integrating. But Alma Public Schools, piece of cake. It really was. And I think mostly because a lot of us had grown up together, black and white.
Gray says the transition wasn't smooth for everyone in the group. Some unpleasantness occurred when students from border towns outside Alma joined the school. A few faculty members made it clear they didn't want the students there, but with the support of parents, families, fellow students, school administrators, and staff members, Alma's first 16 overcame their fears.
The fear came when I had to go to my first class, which happened to be study hall. And in that study hall, there were about 60 kids. And I took one look through that door, through the window, and I thought, where am I going to sit? It is full. And all I saw was a sea of white faces, of course. And I thought, where am I going to sit? And if I sit in front of somebody, are they going to be poking me? You know, I was thinking childish things, you know, at that time, because I was a child. But I tell you, they were so good. they when I walked in, a young lady said, "Welcome to our school." And she and I are best friends to this day.
According to Gray, she and her group members didn't see integration as a civil rights struggle at the time. Instead, they thought it a product of necessity.
We didn't have the better equipment in our schools, and we didn't have the better other facilities, and we got the hand-me-down books and the this and that. What we saw integration as was really not so much of a racial thing, but as a way to get better resources. But to own it, to say that I've done this, I am one of the first ones to integrate. You know, that really didn't hit me until, I'd say maybe 10 years ago.
It was only at a seminar when she told a younger colleague about her past that Gray realized the historical significance of what she and the other 15 had accomplished several decades ago. Alma's first 16, along with former students who helped integrate high schools in Fort Smith and Charleston, will be honored for their courage at an event called Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Commemoration of Unsung Heroes. The event, now in its second year, is being organized by the University of Arkansas Fort Smith chapter of the American Democracy Project, a group of colleges and universities across the nation created to foster responsible citizenship among young people. Dr. Amy Jordan is an assistant professor of organizational leadership at UA Fort Smith. She's also the chair of the American Democracy Project on the UAFS campus.
We are the result of great thinking and partnership on the part of the American Association of State Colleges and Universities and a partnership with New York Times. The realization that our students across this country needed a bit of prodding in decision-making, in engaging in their communities, in being strong decision-makers, leaders, being involved, having an opinion, recognizing that they, in fact, have a voice. So the American Democracy Project has gained momentum over these 10 years to these 135 or so campuses. And we all do two things in common as campuses. We celebrate Constitution Week. And we celebrate Martin Luther King's, the memory of Martin Luther King and his significance as someone who's changed society.
The idea to honor former students who integrated area high schools during Unsung Heroes was conceived by UAFS Director of Testing, Nichelle Christian. It was the result of a conversation she had with her grandmother, Catherine, who was one of the Rainbow Girls, a women's auxiliary that raised money for what were referred to at the time as the Colored City Hospitals.
We had talked about things that went on, you know, in association with what she did with her group for the Colored City Hospital. And I knew that, you know, we always hear about Central High School and what took place there. And I asked her, how did Fort Smith handle the integration of schools? And she gave me some information, and she had friends here whose children integrated the schools here in Fort Smith particularly.
The event will also honor current students from Northside, Southside, and Greenwood High Schools for their community service. Nichelle Christian and Amy Jordan say the bringing together of former and current students who had the courage to serve their communities in this single event is an ideal way to show that the message of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day still holds relevance.
Do not forget what happened in the past, the good and the bad, because you can make efforts to make things even better based on what you've experienced or did not experience. I think even with the young people, listen to your parents, listen to your grandparents and the stories from back then. I think that those stories and those experiences are very important to remember and to be thankful for those gains and strides that have taken place.
I'm going to add to that, stay a little restless. Just be a little uncomfortable with the way things are and dream and hope. I think that that kind of energy certainly comes from the legacy that is Martin Luther King Jr.
As for unsung hero Rhonda Van Lew Gray, one of the first 16 African-American students to integrate Alma Public Schools in 1964, her legacy has been touching the lives of high school students for the past 35 years, helping them recognize the value of a good education and giving their lives a push in the positive direction is her sole goal in life.
I want better. I'm not their personal mother, but I want better for them. And even the ones that I know I'm not truly reaching and they're going to go out and do whatever they want to do, I still feel like I've put a little something in there that maybe they'll remember. It's important to me. It isn't so much important that the children like me. It's important that they remember something I've tried to teach them. That's what's important. So I think it's made me stronger because I can work with anybody of any race, of any culture. I appreciate you for who you are. And what I want in life is for everybody to feel like they're somebody.
Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Commemoration of Unsung Heroes will honor former students who helped integrate area high schools and current high school students for community service. The event will be hosted inside the Reynolds Room of the Smith Pendergraft Campus Center on the University of Arkansas Fort Smith campus. It'll begin at 10 a.m. and will also include a talk by Janice F. Kearney, author, publisher, and diarist of former President William J. Clinton. The event is free and open to the public. More information about the event can be found on uafortsmith.edu. You can also call 788-7662 or 788-7295.